WBA Mobile.
4CBA, this is KE4EA. Good afternoon, David.
It's KE4EA, did I get that right?
Yeah, how you doing?
Better now. I just finished pulling up carpet in my mother-in-law's living room, and of course, if you've ever done that, you know that pulling out the carpet's the easy part. And getting up those—I don't know what they call them—but the little planks with the nails on them. And all the staples they use to staple the pad down. You gotta pull them out of the floor and, oh my goodness. So, and I'd already played an hour and a half of tennis before I did that, so I'm tired.
Yeah, those things are called tack strips. I'm remodeling two bathrooms right now, and I went through that myself.
I knew what to expect because, I did my one of my previous houses, two houses ago, and I pulled up a lot more carpet than that. And so I have one of my brother-in-law's helping me, so I told him, I said, you know, this isn't going to be a quick job, so, you know, expect to be there a while.
Well, it sure beats paying somebody else to do it. You're not putting it in yourself, are you? Just taking it out?
I mean, she's got beautiful hardwood floors under it. This house was built, I think, in the late 50s and mid-late 50s, and it's the floors are just, you know, beautiful.
Well, the things come and go. Back then it was popular, and now, of course, hardwood is popular again, so it's really awesome that you found something good underneath it.
I expected them to look good. It's got one nasty scratch in it. I don't know what in the world somebody was dragging across it, but anyway. But we can fix that, and so they'll look, good as new.
You'll really appreciate that when it's done. Are you operating from your home station right now, or are you mobile?
Mobile.
Your way to Dairy Queen for a reward, I suppose. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I just got a antenna back in the air here at the new QTH yesterday, so first time I've been on 2 meters in about a year. Talked to Tom a little earlier, and that's about it.
N0TR?
Oh, no, not that time. The other time, KZ4M.
What's he up to today?
Oh, he's running around with Sharon doing errands and so forth, and I think he was headed home, last I heard. So, gotta do errands sometime.
Yep. Well, I'm retired, so I'm always doing errands. Oh, me. And, people always joke to me about they were going to have to go to work, go back to work to get some rest, and now I know what they're talking about.
I hear you. I used to ask retired people if they've got the time to do all the things that they want to do, and without exception, it's always been a no. Most of them saying I do too. It's busier now than when I was working. And Elsie used to say that work just got in the way of my hobbies, so I've been very much enjoying being retired.
For CBA, well, yeah, I mean, I can't complain. I've got, I play tennis just about it every day of the week, and there's some days I'll play in the morning, and I'll play like one match in the morning and then two matches that night, the same night. So, you know, that would be 4.5 hours of tennis and all together. And so anyway, and I play every day, but usually Thursday I don't play for some reason. I'll have to fill that slot in with tennis. And I'll leave the weekend open for, you know, whatever.
I'm not playing that much tennis. I'm not a tennis player, but if I was starting out, I sure wouldn't want to play you. You'd kill me.
I'm rated a 3.0, which is not a big deal. It's just an average rating. And you know, I'm nothing spectacular on the court, but I can hold my own against, you know, any other 3.0. So that's who I play. People that are rated the same as me.
That sounds good. On another subject, I don't know if you were aware, we're starting another extra class in October. Are you interested in being a part of that?
Yeah, I've already taken the extra class. I just, to be honest with you, I had a tough time with it. I think about the highest I scored was about 60 on the test, what they call the sample test they give you that you can take online, and there wasn't any use for me to go and take the test. I guess I need to take the class again.
This one's going to be starting in October, and it's going to be virtual. We were able to get the Victor Park District building, but there were only two people who were willing to come out in person. But we're expanding the scope and advertising it a bit more widely this time and going Zoom. So we'll be doing it from Gary's home. He's got kind of a studio set up there. Going to be doing a practice session next week just to work out the bugs. But pretty excited about that going forward. So just wanted to let you know if you wanted to join us, be online.
You also know that, you know, you can watch the videos online on YouTube, and the Dave Kessler videos, I watched all those, and well, I guess that's all I have to say on the subject.
As I hear you, KE4EA here. I just wanted to be sure you were aware that we had another one coming up. We've never done a Zoom version. It'll also be streamed live on YouTube and recorded there as well. So I just wanted to be sure you were aware. And we'll give you special help this time if you need it, if you want to pursue it. It's totally up to you. Well, I'm probably going to let you go here. Got a few more things I got to do on this end on the bathroom remodel, so I'll be done on your final.
Well, Gary and Dave offered to help, so it's not like they just, you know, left me out in the cold or something. But anyway, well, you have a good rest of the weekend, and enjoy this beautiful day, and we'll talk to you later. And I'll say 73. I'm still mobile in down the road, KB4CBA. Clear.
To you too, KE4EA.